It's logic. Why does he have to swear? This one, the one who says Chatzisheli, why does he have to swear? And then pay kippah. After all, he could have been toying kulashal. And then maybe he could have taken a hat. So he's a Meshvavei. So he should be able to take a fourth without the shvui. Because he could have, to another time, he could have gained something. So it's not a called Meshvavei. Every meeting where the person without a time is gained, he's called Meshvavei. That's the distinction between an ordinary Mige and the Mige of Meshvavei. So here, it's not an ordinary Mige. It's a Mige of Meshvavei because he could have been paying, the one who says, could have been paying Kurashali. Then he would have taken with Shire a head. Now that he's paying Chatzisheli, he only gets the fourth. So with the other time, he could have gained. So maybe he should be put out of the shvut. So the Gemara says, the woman come out. In other words, it's possible that this person is very shrewd. Not that he's honest. He's very shrewd. In other words, he deliberately said Chetishali because he thought, I mean, after all, they're smart people. So they'll say, I could have been saying Kulashali. And with the shvut at the head, now that I say Chetishali, and I will only be entitled to four, so that's no part of the shvuah. So because of that, not because of honesty, he said, chetishali, but because of shrewdness. So anyway, he has to swear. It will become that is a teres. So the question is, that is a teres and the Gemara's kashe that we should be part of the shvuah that is. But now Tesis says the kashe, true, he has to swear. He cannot be part of the shvuah. But let him take a head. Because he could have gotten a head with the shvuah by being taken kosher. So he has the ordinary meat. ופורש רבום, זה מיגה להיצה לאמרינות, זה בחצי השני, מורזג זה כמו זה, כמו זה. Now, so what the רבום סטרת? The רבום סטרת is that we do not say מיגה להיצה. Now, and here, it's a מיגה להיצה, if we give it. A head, if we give. Ruben says, קולשם. Shimon says Chetish. So what was this? Kache, let Shimon who says Chetish only get a head? Not a quarter. So if we were to give Shimon a head because of the Mige, so that means that we would be made. This head that we are giving to Shimon from Reuven's Chazon. So how is it Mashma? Now, there are several possibilities. Either in the case either there are three possibilities. That means that four different pshatim in the Yachleiku, but there are three different possibilities. Three different possibilities. Either when Shnaim are in the Talmud, so each one is a mosaic in a head. That's one possibility. Whether it's a mosaic because of the bill of mosaic or the bill of mosaic, but that's one possibility. That each one is a mosaic in a head. The second possibility is that each one is a mosaic in the whole. The third possibility is that each one is mosaic in nothing. So from the Rivon Steret, it's mashma. From the Rivon Steret, it's mashma that he holds that each one is in Mosek in the whole. Because if we say that each one is in Mosek only in the head, if we say that each one is in Mosek only in the head, So how can we say it's a legal hate? It's not in Rosic way, it's not legal hate. Because since the boats hold on to the talus, the fringes, so each one is in Moses. Is in Moses in the head. So when we give the Shimon who says Chesheshali, we give him that head in which is in Moses. And Reuven is not in Moses. So in other words, we said in the cases before that that each one is music in the head. So this is the involvement that he was Rav Netam. And obviously, you see, according to Rav Netam, so in the case of Yachleiku, so we say, Anan Tzade. So what is the Anan Tzade? So in the case of, so in other words, Anan Tzade, that means that each one is music in the head. So if each one is music in the head, so it's not Miguel Haiti, so it's Miguel. So it's Miguel Hamzik, not late. Yes, what is it?
What's the way to spoil the hair that he's in Rama? The author is not going to do it all. He's tiny, not because he's tiny, because he's going to be married. That's why he's such a short. So there shouldn't be any sort of legal. Not only that.
No! It's not Shayach to say, Harom in regard to the Shvuah, because there he could have gained. So then we say, Harom Ekom Ha'arim, this is why he was saying that way, in order to impress upon Bezdin that he's such an honest man, that he gave up an opportunity to gain. Masha'in came here when the Kashi, here the Kashi is, that let him get the head. So how would he, if we will say that he gets the head, so he couldn't have gained by timing the other time, because now two will get the head. All right, in Polish Rivom, the legal hate of Amrinon, the Chetzi Hashem in Murda Tzek Mezek. But he the Chetzi Tabati, the Gochem the Lochish Lele Rabbe, and he started Eisen. As a matter of fact, the thesis of Rosh, mentions in the name of the Rivom. Now you see here in Bolobastre, in Tesis in Bolobastre. So when Tesis says the Kashe, why is it Yachleiku here and why is it called down Dvar by Uarve? So on top is the Teres because here is Tesis and on Tade and over there is not Tesis, so it's called down Dvar. The Rivom is the Teres, no. Because by Arve it's called down Kodam Gvar because Vada Rama. Mashin ki Bashtai was Mithalis, it's not Vada Rama. That's the reverse there. Now Teitzvah, and then the reverse says, very serious reverse, that when it tells him, it's always Yachleiku, even it's Vada Rama. So the question arose, is there two separate cheaters of the reverse, as the Nachozovit assumes, or it's one cheater of the reverse? Whatever it is. The Tesis of Rosh, Ambo Mitzvah, he mentions the name of the Rivom, not the Rivom. Now, here it's also the Rivom, not the Rivom. So in other words, that the Rivom is Chelikan Rav Netam's Teres. That Eirz in Sha'ane, the Choshev Kilu Kol Echot Yesh Lebo Bivada Echot. He's Chelikan that. So he mentions in the name of the Rivom, that like the first lotion of the Rivom in Bolobastre, that's what I'm about. But the Rivom in Bolobastre says another thing. There is in the Rivom, there is the Irzim, so it's Yachleiku in Vadoramai. But the Rivom, in the name of the Rivom, he says, no, that it doesn't, where it's Vadoramai, so then it's called Aulin Vad. It's called Aulin Gvar, even if it's here. So we see that the Rivom is Chelikan Rav Netam. And Rav Netam Shittu. So in other words, so the Rivom doesn't hold the Teir in Sha'ane because Anam Sade. The Rivom says it doesn't make any difference whether it's Teir in or it's not Teir in. So the Rivom doesn't base the Halokhe of Yachleiku, Shnayim Yevritav Yachleiku, upon the Anam Sade. Because the Rebbe gives another carrot. It's like the carrots of the Rebbe. So the Melech, you cannot ask any kashe between this tesis of the reform and the previous tesis, which represents the sheet of the town. Ufos reform, the Miguel Hitler Amrinon, the Chet Yashini was the Knizek. But he the Chet Chetabat in the Goch and Roch is for the Rabbi. Ein Shtore Zayfil, Umiu Shtore Ma'ali Ahadu Lebiot is Yehovah. The new Rabbi Lehitzi Bimidya Dibbo Yehomar Shtore Ma'ali Ahu. Also meine Teilnehmer, ich finde, viele haben sich auch gekriegt, wo ihr Mäde, schon in Missouri, wo ihr Nehmer, kachsim oi zu nekehre zu ihm nicht schon. Wir haben jetzt nicht mehr, dass viele Nigele habe, die muss ich teilnehmer schenen, zu teilen bei Storre und Schecker. Wir ein Lehmer am Nigele, er leiche, ich dann auch zu schenen in Jemme. Nigele schon in zu teilen nachher. Und kach in den Nigele, a viele lehardig, die gehen behoof der Kamai. Die behoof der Kamai. Now, there's two more mentions, two cases. The more that I'm advanced on with Aleph, the second line from the bottom of the Omer, it says, Ahu Lomar Chavre, my boy is by Aleph. My boy is by Aar. So, Omer Leim in Orda Vinte. Vihosh Tok. Omer Leim. In other words, so there was someone who owned it before was the Morikam. Reuven was the Morikam. So Reuven said to Shimon, Shimon was on the field. So, my boy by Aar, what are you doing? It's my field. So Shimon answered, you know what I mean? I bought it from you. And he produced the shtar. Omalei, so Rubin said, Shtore Zayfel. It's the shtar Mizuye. It's the shtar Mizuye. When Shnei Chazoke, Shimon didn't have. So the name of the Aloch is, suppose Shimon, the Marzik, does not have Shnei Chazoke 3 years possession. So, and Rubin can produce a statement to testify that it belonged before to him, so then Reuven can recover the field. Lochish when the Rabbi in Shtore Zayfi. It is Shtore Zayfi. He whispered to Rabbi's ear, Mi Shtore Ma'al Yahavu Leviyotah, Ma Mine Niket Lahai B'Yedor Yekodi, Oma Rabbi Ma'al Lishake, Mi Boi Oma Lishtore Ma'al Yahavu. So Rabbi says, that it's Ma'al Mishak. Ma'al Mishak, now it is Nemun in the meat. In other words, what did Shimon say? Shimon admitted. He didn't have to admit. Because no one would have known that this was a stomach. Only he was made. I mean, of course, the woman himself said this is not an item. But everybody thought that it was a good stomach. So if he wasn't made there, then the Pesach Din by Bezdin would have been that the Demar Shimon can keep it, because it looked like a good stuff. But he was made it. He was made it, and he said that it wasn't a good stuff. But he was saying he had a good stuff, he was a good stuff, so anyway, he made up another stuff. So Rabbi says, he's never with me. Shimon is always needed because Ma'al Mishak, he could be saying that it is a good star, so he would keep the field. Now that he's saying it's a false star, but he had a good star and he wants that, he's also in it. We don't need it. Rabbi said it's really kind of hard. Rabbi said, my samchat ha-ishtore chas v'ba'omet. That's one thing. So the first case of the Gemara applies to a field. Ahu d'omalei l'chavre, then another case that has to do with how boy. Ahu d'omalei l'chavre, havre me'ezuze, di maskinebo. So Shimon, v'hoshto. So, and this is the shtar. So the malve, the one who claimed to be a Malve said that the other person, who said to Shimei, have the male Zuzel Maskinibo. We all stop, and they produced the star. Omalei, so Shimei said, Stor is Eisen. It's a false star. So, Gochi the Loch is Lil Rabe, and Stor is Eisen. Stor is Eisen. So, it is, so the Malve said, so Ruben said, it is in Stor is Eisen. It is in Stor is Eisen, and in Stor is Malve, have a Vierka. But meaning, that we only called him, Rabbi Malve Shaker. So in other words, so what? Rabbi held that Ruben, who produced the star, who admitted that the star is the star Mizuya, but he said he had a good star, so he can collect. Because he could have said, no, it is a good star. This one is a good star, and it appears to be a good star. Omar Abdu Shaker, Boris Tamayu, Omar Abdu Yishev, Amayku Samchat HaYishtore, HaYishtore Chatsu Dabu. So in other words, so Omar Rav Yitzchak, Amayku Samchat HaYishtore, HaYishtore Chatsu Dabu. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yitzchak in regard to two cases. One in regard to Israel, and one in regard to Alboy. So according to Rabbi, his name is the leader in both. According to Rav Yitzchak, he's not mentioning in either one. So, Omar Avide Barovin, Yilchetek Avot the Rabbi Be'are, Yilchetek Avot Rav Yitzchak Bezuzet. Yilchetek Rabbi Be'are, Yilchetek Avot Rav Yitzchak Bezuzet, Yilchetek Avot Rav Yitzchak Bezuzet, Yilchetek Avot Rav Yitzchak Bezuzet. All right, now. So what it says the Rivom say? That we do not say Miguel Hayes. Miguel Hayes is Loy Amrino. Miguel Hayes is Loy Amrino. So why did the Chet Chet the Kochim Vilochish Lele Rabbe Ein Shtore Taitel Umin Shtore Maal Yehavu Lebiyodi Vyova Vyemne Vyemne So Taisves is citing now the second case. Where it's definitely a mitzvah. In other words, where the Malve, the so-called Malve, Ruben, produced the star, which he admitted was Bizuye, but he said that he had another star, a genuine star. But he lost the other star. So Rabbi says that the Malve Ruben is Nemon, he can collect the debt. Because of the Migi. And Rav Yitzchak says, no. So the question is, why the Chassabah Mikoch Mubok to the Rabbi Yishtor Zayin? We Yishtor Ma'al Yalol Yodi Vola, then you Rabbi Yishtor Zayin Migi. Wait, is that the second case? The boy Yomar Yishtor Ma'al Yivu. So the question is, against Rabbi, how can Rabbi say, now here it's a Mishnah Mifuresh. According to the Rivom, so we have a Mishnah Mifuresh that we do not say Migel Eitzi, Rabbi couldn't argue over. So how did Rabbi say that Ruben is Nemon to collect the debt because of the need? But it's Miguel Hayes. In the second case, it's definitely late. Definitely, there's the cash. So this is guarantee. Also, my time is you have to have a short seat. Actually, you're in the Shem Zuyev, who you're Nemon. Kiachsime, who is some keres, laying in Shom. So Taisves distinguishes between two kinds of Migel. Migel di boi toin and Migel di boi shot. Migel heitzel amrino, Migel di boi toin leheitzi loy amrino. But Migel di boi shotik leheitzi amrino. There are two types of Migel. There is one Migel where a person could prevail only if he failed. But by keeping quiet, he couldn't win anything at all. That's one kind of Migel. Then there is a stronger type of Migel, where the person could win in a din Torah without being saved, just by keeping quiet. So in other words, so this is a stronger Migel, Migel Diboi Shotik. So Migel Diboi Toin Leitzi Loyamrino, but Migel Diboi Shotik Leitzi is Amrino. Migel Diboi Shotik Leitzi, so is Amrino. Migel Diboi Shotik Leitzi Amrino. Or now, one second. So, here it's Migel, there in the case of Ein Shtore Seifel, Mirstor, Mali, Havel, Biyodi, won, it's true. If he had been quiet and passive all the time, he couldn't win in talk. Because if he had been passive, so then he wouldn't have fought the Shtak. But he was not passive. He already fought the Shtak. He already fought the Shtak. So now after he fought the Shtak and produced the Shtak, after Uwek forged and produced the Shtar, now he could go to sleep. He didn't have to do anything. He could keep quiet. What did the other one say? The other one said, Shtore Zayfe, he didn't even have to answer it. Woman didn't have to answer it. Suppose he just would have remained standing silent, not say words. What would have been the Psakdin by Bezdin? The Psakdin by Bezdin would have been in favor of woman. After he took the initiative in forging the star and in producing that forged star. And it looked like a good star. It was a star Mikuyen, everything. Because he did such a wonderful job. I mean that everybody, that even the Aidim thought that it was Ertime, or other people who are familiar with the Chsime of the alleged witnesses, identified that this is the signature of those whose signature is purported to be. So he did a wonderful job. So after he did that job, he could have remained silent. He didn't have to do anything. So, but he didn't remain silent. He admitted that it was Mizuya. So it's Miguel the Boy Shoti. So Miguel the Boy Shoti is effective in waiting. Mashiach came here, if he would be quiet, he couldn't get happy towel. So he had to be there. So it's a nigga the boy toy. Nigga the boy toy lazy with nothing. So Tayser distinguishes between two types of nigga. Nigga the boy shotik lazy amohino. Nigga the boy toy lazy loyamo. So now, Javier says it's heretic. He says that Ruben is not lemon to collect the chiz with that nigger. What's his story? The Rabbi Yitzchak, so what's the pshat? In other words, so we could say that this is a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi. Now, we get the boy told me, he all agrees that he cannot say. He's not effective. But Rabbi says, why would me get the boy toying lazy? Don't say, but me get the boy short lazy, we do say. So we could say, Tatus could say, this is machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Rabbi holds me get the boy short lazy, I'm in on. Rabbi Yitzchak holds me get the boy short, even me get the boy short lazy, I'm in on. Not only me get the boy toying lazy, I'm in on, but even me get the boy short. Tatus could have said it, but the Rebbe doesn't say it. In other words, so Tatus assumed that the boy assumed that there is no machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak on that. In other words, we both agree that Miguel the Boy Toin, even Rabbi agrees that Miguel the Boy Toin lays a lawyer. And even Rabbi Yitzchak agrees that Miguel the Boy Shoti is a stronger Miguel. So Miguel the Boy Shoti lays a winner. Now, Rabbi says that he's the mouth woman is not going to collect the debt. Because it's a Miguel the Boy Shoti, so he's not going to hate. And Rav Yitzchak says, look, I agree with you that Miguel the Boy Shoti is such a strong Miguel that he will hate his effect. But here, he has no Miguel at all. The Rav Yitzchak is like, that after a Miguel they have, Kivu Shetayna Vishayno, Shehutayin Ba'i Shtore Hu Sheker, Vein Rina Miguel, Ela Heiche Shetayna Vishayno Yemes, Nige shoyetei nachere, kachinu nige afiu laharbi, kinu dekamaite. So Rav Yitzchak, it's not her. So we see a big chiddush here in Tayser. Tayser says that the nige in the second case is a nige lehitzi. But the nige in the first case, in Gaviare, is a nige lehitzi. Weilhausen, because over there, who had the star? Who had the star? Who produced the star in the first case? The man produced the star. Now, so according to Rabbi, that we got the man who produced the star and who finally admitted that this star was a forgery, but he had a good star. So Rabbi says, we believe it. We believe the man. So the Marzik is Nehemoth to what? To keep the field. So he doesn't have to recover the field. So it's not Miguel Hitz, it's Miguel Harzik. But it's not so poshut. After all, the Marzik does not have, in that case, he does not have any Shnei Chazoke. And he does, because if he had had Shnei Chazoke, he wouldn't have had to resort to this job of forging the staff. So he could keep the field because of the Shnei Chazoke. So he doesn't have Shnei Chazoke. And the star that he had, that he produced, admittedly was a forged star. So he has nothing. So in fact he has nothing. What does he have? He has a timing that he has a good star. All right. So that is to be determined whether he has a good star. So why should he be now? Where is the one, the Morikame? So we could say, if not for this basis, I would say that in the first case, too, that he's not the Marzi, it's Middle Age. Because two, he's the Marzi, and through that Miguel Rabbe said that the Marzi can keep the field. But after all, he will keep what field? The field in which he doesn't have Shnei Chazoke, and in which the other person, let's say Ruben, Shimon is a Marzi, Ruben is a Morikami. So Ruben should be considered a Morikami because he's a Morikami. So by Mikautami, if there is a conflict between the Tophus and the Morikami, so we say that the Tophus has a din of Morikami. That Gabi Mikautami were Chayach Tvitim. Masheike, Gabi Kakoye, so there is no Tvitim, you can't hold the piece of land. And there is no Gimul Shonim Chazoke, why should the Marzik be considered as a Moses? So the Morikami should be considered as a Moses. After all, in Mitautlin too, so the Morikami is considered a Moses if it's kind of Adam. But if it's not kind of Adam, so the Moses, the Moses of Tvite is a stronger Moses than the Moses of Morikami. Why? Because there is Tvite, but by the Kakoi. There is no Tvite, what does he do? He steps on the land, that's all. He doesn't hold it, he just steps on it, he stands on the land. So the melee is not what they said, I would say, that not only the media in the second case, where through the media he'll collect money, the Malve will collect money, the so-called Malve will collect money from the so-called Leve. So not only over there is the media, but even the first case, with the Malve, it's also lazy because since he has no trees in the land, and he also has 3 years chazot in the land. So, and but Ruben, who is the Morikami, he's the Moses. So Rabbi said that Shimon, the Marzik, should keep the land. So it's also in Middle Ages. But Taisa doesn't say like that. Taisa says that in the first case it's Middle House. Why is it Middle House? Because through that Migge, he doesn't have to do anything. He will just retain the status quo. He is on the land, he stands on the land, he doesn't have to say. But through that Migge, we let him keep possession of the land. So it's called Migge Lehar. All right, that's a chiddush. In other words, that even though he doesn't have Shnei Chazoke, and the star that he has admittedly was the fourth star, so since we continue because of the Migge, we let him retain possession of the land, so it's Miguel Harzik, it's not Miguel Hitz. Now, Rav Yehi said, now, of course, once, so now, we wait, now, I ask the question, why does Teisves say that Rav Yehi officially that Philomikul Ave, why couldn't Teisves explain that The reason as to why Rav Yosef says that he's not Nemunah Zemideh is because Rav Yosef holds that Migel Heitzel and Amrino not only Migel Boitoni Heitzel and Amrino, even Migel Boishotik Heitzel and Amrino. No, the answer is, Tesis couldn't explain Rav Yosef that way, because Tesis Lishitote, he holds that in the first case it's not Migel Heitzel, it's Migel Harzik, and Rav Yosef is Chaylei in the first case. So he couldn't say that the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef is on the question of whether Migel Boishotik Heitzel Amrino or Migel Boishotik Heitzel Amrino. Because that could only explain Rav Yosef's being in the second case. But in the first case it's Migel Harzik, and still Rav Yosef says that the Marzik cannot see the land, cannot retain possession of the land, and there is the Harzik not the Heitzel. So Tesis was forced to say that the reason is why Rav Yosef in the second case says that the Migel is ineffective is not because Migel the boy is short to play Klamer. No, Rav Yosef also agrees with Rabbi that Migel the boy is short to play Amrino. But he holds, while Rabbi holds, that this is a Migel, he holds here it's not a Migel. Why isn't it a Migel? So Rav Yosef is like that. When Migel Rabbi, he is a time of Yishenu. He was a time of Yishenu, she was taken by Yishtori and Yishetan. The Elohim HaMige, Elohim HaShetanos Yishenu Yishenu. Mige Yishol Yotein Acher. What the Pshat in Tesis? So Tesis says that Rav Yosef holds, when can we apply the concept of Mige? Only when a person is saying one time, time number one. In other words, nefri migeh, so there are two times. There is the actual time and the potential time. So when do we apply the concept of migeh? When a person is staying in a time and he has a potential time. So then we say that the person is nemon on the actual time. On account of the fact that he would have the money and the potential time. Masha'inkin here, there is no potential time. There is no potential time. This is because, did he have a time on which he had the money? Did the Marzik or the Malvik have the time on which he had the money? No. What did he have a time? In other words, he was able, he forged his staff. So in other words, he was able to forge his staff and produce it. So that's not the time. So let's suppose he did not admit that it was a forged staff. So he would have prevailed in the deep hall. Then the Malvik would have prevailed. The Malve, the so-called Malve, in the second case, Dayan Bolbatre would have prevailed in the Vintor on the basis of what? On the basis of a certain time on which he has the money property. It's not on the basis of any time. Now, for example, in this case, Tesis says the Kashe, the one who says Cheshishali should be Nehemon because he had the Migel, he could have said Kulashali. Suppose he said Kulashali. So he would have prevailed in the Vintor. And he would have received the head on the basis of the time of Kulashal. Masha'ik in this case in Borobas, well in the first case of Borobas, the second case of Borobas, suppose he wouldn't have admitted that it is Shtore's ID. And he would have kept on claiming that it's a Gushna. It's not misery. So then the Marzik would have prevailed, the Malve, the so-called Malve would have prevailed. Not on the basis of the time, that he has the money to be, but on the basis of a trick, and a trick that he executed. In other words, on the basis of the forgery of the star and making Bertin and all the other people believe that he was producing a star, when in fact he was producing a piece of paper, not a star. So in other words, it's not on the basis of the time that he could have prevailed, but on the basis of an achidah sinai, that he was able to impress upon Bezdin that he was holding a star when in fact he was not holding a star. Now suppose a suppose one person is such a scientist that he is able to impress upon other people, upon Bezdin, that he is holding a star when in fact he's not holding anything. So would we say Mige? That's not Mige. Mige means that he has a time. And true, if he had been paying that time, then it would have been a time shaker. But he would have, let's say in this case, when the one who says, take scotching it, the one who says, Hepshishali, should be Nemon because it could have been paying Kulishali. So of course, if he had been paying Kulishali, it would have been false, it would have been a shaker. But he would have had pneumonia upon that time. So then there is a lot of me. If he pressed me, stay in an actual time. And he has a potential time, on which he has also been pneumonia. So he is pneumonia on the actual time. Mashaykin over there, it's not, if he didn't admit, it's not that he would be pneumonia on the basis of the time. He would have been, he would have prevailed because of a trick, because he would have deceived Bezdin. He would have impressed upon Bezdin that he was holding a star. When in fact, what we know, he was not, never holding a star. He was holding a piece of paper. That's all, not a star. So if he had prevailed, he wouldn't have prevailed on the basis of his timing. So that's not Mige. Mige has no application to such a case. Mige has only application where the person who is saying one time had the potential time. And he could have pneumonia on the potential timing. But here he had no potential timing. He was only a trick, not a timing, on which had pneumonia. So we don't apply this din of me. Whereas, so even the case in Buddha Samai, there was a legal harvest, we don't say it, because there is no potential time. There is no potential time. Whereas Rabbi holds that even though it's not a timing, inasmuch, call it whatever you want, call it trick, call it device, call it achilles and eyes, call it whatever you want. But the fact is that once he fought the star, he was able to prevail in this cause. And he didn't, and he admitted that it was a forgery. So anyway, we say Malarisha. We say Malarisha. Now, it, after all, what Rabbi says, what Rabbi says is very reasonable. Because after all, one second, after all, there is no Mige. There is no Mige here. Mige always means, Mige de Boitoni means that he's staying an actual time and he has a potential time. But here he has no time and we check the money. So why does Rabbi say he's never on the Mige? It's no Mige. So the answer is, Rabbi only says that because of the halacha of Mige di Boishot. Eino chaname, if it had been a Mige of Mige di Boishot, so then if Rabbi would agree with the longness of Rabbi, we couldn't apply the concept of Mige to a case where we didn't have any time on which he had pneumonis alphabet. Just because a person has the ability to make a fake and to deceive Bezdin, so because of that we should say he's never not always silent because he's such a swindler, he's able to hypnotize Bezdin and to impress upon Bezdin that a star is produced when no star is produced. Suppose there is a certain Baldin who is a tremendous, a terrific hypnotizer. And he can impress upon Bezdin, so the Bezdin will think that certain that the star is produced when no star is produced. Would we say that he is never on his time? On the basis of Mige de Boitoni? No. But in this case, Rabbi said he is doing it because once he falls the star, So then he didn't have to do anything. He could be, have remained completely passive. That's called Migdei Boishot. And Migdei Boishot, Rabbi holds, Migdei Boishot is not the moment of time. Migdei Boishot is the moment of time. So where is the Shaykh to say in the moment of time if there is a potential time on which in the moment? So he has the moment of time this time. But here, once he falls the star, that was done already. He didn't have to do anything, he didn't have to be tame. He only had to keep quiet, that's all. And he didn't. So Rabbi said he's believed on this time, not because of the monies of time, but because of the Yechochet. You see, Migdei Boishot is the monies of time. So when can we say that he won his Nemon on the actual time? Because of the monies he could have on the potential time. If the potential time would have been in the monies of time. Mashiach in this case, the potential time would not have been the monies of time, it would have been a trick, a device of hypnotizing, of fooling the sitting bezel. But Rabbi only says that he is Nemot because of the Aloch of Migdei Boishot. So Rabbi holds that Migdei Boishot is not a thing of the monies of time. Migdei Boishot is a Aloch, is a Yechoch. Is a Yechoch. It's not in the moment of time. It's a Yechoch. So Memele, here too, he never had any time on which he had the money. But he already fought the Shtar. So he was in the position, by remaining silent, to win the Lindor, and he didn't. So it's Yechoche that what he's saying now is empty. So it's not on the basis of the moments of time, but just on the basis of the Yechoche of Migdei Boishot. Whereas Rabbi Yosef holds, no. That just as Migdei Boishot is the moments of time of God of all, so Migdei Boishot is also the moments of time of God. So it's only in the case where he could it could be Nemot. Mashiach in this case, where he had no Nemonis, but it's only, it would have only been a trick, a device of deceiving Bezin, so he's not Nemon, even the house. Alright, V'yitema. V'neime de insofik meitzi midivada. Do'ein lakul shalim yesh lidivada chetzo. V'ein lakul shalim insofik yesh lebaklum. Kidam rinon. בפייר ככה אלאים סופי קביובם שבואו לאחלי ונכפי סופו סופי קומר אנו במסננו ויספטאו ויובו אומר עד ברודידי ולסלוח למידה ולסלוח למידה חבו יובם ודאי וסופי קסופי וסופי קמצים ודאי נאו נמור את זה די בי סופי קביוב So, now let's say the Nichtisov, or the Sov's name was Yaakov, and then he had two sons. He had two sons. He had his son Reuven, and he had his son Shimon. He had his son Reuven. Let me finish the case. Now he had his son Reuven, and he had his son Shimon. So. Now, let's say Reuven died, and now the halacha is that when one son dies and he has no children, the other brother has either to be miyavim or to be chayim. Now, so when he is miyavim, the halacha is miyavim or chayim, he has to wait 3 chodashim. Why? That is a kodesh chacham. Because sometimes there might be a mixture. Let's say, in this case, when Reuven dies, so if Shimon will be Miriam, Reuven's wife, so then it might be that she was pregnant at the time when Reuven died. So maybe she was not Sukkomi. She's not Sukkomi. So he has to wait 3 months, so then it will be determined as to whether she was pregnant or not pregnant. Now in this case, they did not comply with the Zakonet Chachot. So Shimon was miyaving Reuven's wife immediately. And then she gave birth to a child. And we don't know whether that child was really conceived through Reuven, and whether the child is a Benteh, or he was conceived through Shimon, and the child is a Benzai. So now, of course, the blood, the child is Balei Kosher. He's not Misafik Mamida, because Mimonefshech. If he was conceived through Shimon, so she was Kukalim, so there is no Yisrael Vishetach. And if he was conceived through Reuven, so he's not a Mamzer, so he's Reuven's child. So Shimon was either a Yisrael Vishetach, but, and any subsequent children that he'll have will be Mamzerim, but this child is not a Mamzer. So this rod is certainly a kosher. But it's a suffix, whether he's the son. Now let's say the child's name is Chaneich. So it's a suffix, whether Chaneich is the son of Reuven, and he is a Benteh, or Chaneich is the son of Shimon, and he's a Benzai. So he says, so Gemara says there as follows. Suffix the other, Shebo Lachle Benichti Savo. Now then Yaakov died. And so the Sophic, Chaneich and Shimon headed into all. So he wants to divide the Nechosim of Yaakov. So Sophic Chaneich says, Ano ba misne ano. I was conceived from Reuven. So in other words, I'm Reuven's son. Reuven died. So I take his place, I take his share. So in other words, so that's who Yoshi. There is Shimon the son, and there is Chaneich the son of Reuven. Now, Chaneich stands in the shoes of Reuven, his father. So in other words, as if Reuven had been living. Suppose Reuven had been living. So Reuven would get half of the Nechosim of Yaakov, and Shimon would get half. Now that Reuven is dead, now, assuming Chaneich says, I'm the son of Reuven, so I get the half that my father would have received. This is what Chaneich said. Chaneich said, I'm not a misnam, I'm Reuven's son, and my father is dead, so we slip out. The Yavuoma, what Shimon says, Ad Brodidi. He says, Chaneich, you are my son. So that means, there's only one Yeresh, Shimon. So I take everything. The rest of them will need it. So whatever the situation is, Shimon is certainly entitled to half of the Nechosim of Yaakov. The question is, how about the other half of the Nechosim? Is Chaneich entitled to the other half of the Nechosim of Yaakov? Or Shimon gets everything? So the Gemara says, since Shimon is certainly entitled to at least the half of Nechosim, have we of Vada, the Sophic Sophic, the Sophic Meitzim the Vadai. So in Sophic Meitzim the Vadai. So in other words, so Shimon gets everything. Because in Sophic Meitzim the Vadai. So here Tisha says the Kashe, here too, why does the Mishnah say? In other words, this kasha is the other pole of the first kasha of faith. The first kasha of faith is that the one who is staying Chet Yerushalim shouldn't get just a quarter, he should get a half. So here Taita says the Kashe, here too, why does the Mishnah say? In other words, this Kashe is the other pole of the first Kashe of Taita. The first Kashe of Taita is that the one who is staying Chet Yoshali should get, shouldn't get just a quarter, should get a half. This Kashe of Taita is the other extreme. In other words, that he shouldn't get anything. The one who says Chet Yoshali. Because they are arguing as to whether Shimon argues with Reuven. Reuven says that the whole talent belongs to him, and Shimon says half of the talent belongs to you, right? But the other half belongs to me. So Reuven is certainly entitled to a portion of the talent, to one half of the talent. As to whether Shimon is entitled to anything, well, that's in question. So Reuven is a Kavada, and Shimon is a something. So Shimon shouldn't get even a quarter. That's the discussion. Just as over there, the Gemara says that Chaneo doesn't get any part of the estate of Yaakov. And Shimon yarshes the whole estate of Yaakov. So Taita answers, Yishvayma, Yehotom Yobom Shu, Neishel Sobo, Havavada Yoshe, Zulu Yeitzi HaSofi, Misofik Momene, Avoloche Im Svore, Mashu Vada Yitchetye, Sheyeyele Yitchetye Hashem. So what does this mean? So the Chaim explained it as follows. He says that actually when his father died, and there is one son, Ibn Yochai. So then he's the Irish and the whole estate. How about the case where his father dies and he's survived by two sons? So it's not the Pshat. That if there is one son, so the one son is the Irish and the whole estate. And there are two sons, so each son is the Irish and the head of the estate. It's not like that. Since in the case where there is one son, so the one son, the Ben Yochid, Yarshan, the whole estate, the Irish and the whole estate, so when there are two sons, or three sons, or four sons, or ten sons, so each son is the Irish and the whole estate. The Keach Yerusha does not become diminished just because there is another Yerish. So each one is Yerish, the whole thing, the whole estate. But it's impossible physically, if it had been physically possible, to give the whole estate to each son, so each son would get the whole estate. But that's physically impossible. So in the main way, one acquires his chus against the other to be chayri, because it's impossible for each one to take the whole thing. But each son, even when there are two sons, each son is the nearest of the whole estate. So in Mele, there we can apply the deen of Sophic, in Sophic Meitim Divanai. Because whether Haneich is the son of Shimon, or Haneich is the son of Reuven, one thing is sure, Shimon is the nearest of the whole estate of Yaakov. But if Haneich is the son of Shimon, so not only Shimon is the Yerush of the whole estate of Yaakov, he'll actually get the whole estate of Yaakov. If Haneich is the son of Reuven, so then Beznu say to Shimon, true, you are the Yerush of the whole estate of Yaakov, but Haneich is also the Yerush of the whole estate of Yaakov. It's impossible that each one of you should get the whole estate of Yaakov, so we will yet invite. But he's the Irish, we want to share. Shimon is the Irish of the whole estate of Yaakov. And there's the question, is there someone who requires his chus to divide it, even though Shimon is the Irish of the whole estate or not? So we say, a topic makes me about that. Mashenkin in this case, we cannot say that since Reuven certainly gets the whole pocket ahead, so the melee, and is certainly the vadai that the head belongs to him. So the melee, he should get the other head too, because what has one thing to do with the other? What has one thing to do with the other? All right, this is what they said. All right, so leave it there.
Now, let me just, let's face it, we learned, then it will be, so Tisha says the Kashe, the one who says Chetzeshavi should be Ne'amon, with a Migge, he could have said Kulashavi. So the Rebom gives a Teret, because Migge Lahi Shul Amri. Migge Lahi Shul Amri. Now, I said last time that that the Rivom Shite is the Rivom is really Khan Rav Netan. And the Rai is Amin Tis Rosh and Bom Mitzir. So he mentions in the name of the Rivom that he says like the Rivom, but he says in so many words that even if he tells him, so if it is Vada Ramai, so then, if it is Erevin, if it is Vada Rama, it's called Alin Gva. In other words, so the Rivo is Chilikan Ramitam, that Erevin, so they have a din of Mur. So that is true, that the Rivo is Chilikan Ramitam. But as far as the Kashi is concerned, now, how the states say, it's Miguel Haiti, but according to Ramitam, so each one is a Murzek in a half. Each one is a Murzek in a half. So it's true that the Rivom happens to disagree with Rav Netan. But as far as this cast, as far as this Teretz is concerned, that Mikol hates Rav Rinon, so we don't have, so the Rivom can agree with Rav Netan also. The Rivom can agree, it happens that the Rivom rejects Rav Netan Shite, that by Irvin, so they are considered Murzoki. So each one is a Murzek in a head. And Ramatam says that each one is an Ansade, that each one has a head. But this Teretz by the Rivom could be given by the Rivom even if he had agreed with Ramatam. It's true that he disagrees with Ramatam. Because true that Ramatam says that each one is a Murzek in a head. So that is in the case of the Imakulashon and the Imakulashon. So then each one is a Murzek in a half, it's an Ansade. Mashiach in the case of the Imakulashon, the Imakulashon, so in other words, so the Chotzi as to which they both agree, so that's to be considered like a different Beget. So there is no Machlik in between them, they don't argue over the Chotzi that is admittedly Reuven. The Reuven and Shimon are only arguing over the other half. So Mele, in the case of Zeyma Kulishli and Zeyma Chotzi, so just as Rav Netam said, the Reuven could agree with Rav Netam. He doesn't. But he could say, in the case, he could agree with Rav Netam, that in the case of Zeyma Kulishli and Zeyma Kulishli, so Mele is Hanam Sade, so each one is more than a half. Mashiach in the case of Zeyna Kulashol is Zeyna Chetzeshol. So, in respect to the head that we both agree that belongs to Reuven, so that's like a different beggar. So they are here in the other head. They are here in the other head. And in the other head, they say Kulashol. What this head, so it's a different beggar. Then, if the one Reuven holds on to the fringes, so is the Muzek in this head too. And Shimon is a Murzek in this head. So Mimele, they are both Murzokim in the second head. In the first head, so he's made it. And they are both Murzokim in the second head. So Mimele, that means that each one is a Murzek in the head of the second head. So if we were to give Shimon the whole half of the second head, so it would be Migalei. It's true that the Rivom reject Rabbi Tam Shitet, but as far as this teretz by the Reform is concerned, we don't have to resort to it. The Reform could agree with Rabbi Tam that Erz in Shaane, the Choshev Kul Kolechot Yishlo Bivada Achot, Anan Sadeh. But in the case of Zeyma Kulishali, Zeyma Kulishali, so we say each one is more than half, and on Sadeh, it's just that. In the case of Zeyma Kulishali, Zeyma Chetishali, so in regard to the head that he's made it, that's a different baggage. They don't argue over it. And then they are using the second head. So in the second head, each one is a mordek in the head. So Mimele, if we were to give Shimon the whole second head, so then we would give him, we would give him a half of the second head from Reuven's possession. So Mimele, we don't say immediately. Right. Now, so what is the Reform Teretz? The Reform Teretz war is that Miguel hates Eloyamrin. Miguel hates Eloyamrin. And the Chetzi Asheni moves exact with it. The Ahi the Chetzi Tabakin, where it says Gochim Lochish. So Rabbi, so there is a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak with regard to two cases. One is the case of Are and the other is the case of Zuz. So Rabbi holds that the one who produced a forged staff, which no one would have known that it was forged, except for the fact that upon the other party saying, so this party admitted. So Rabbi trusted him with a meeting, being in the case of Are, and being in the case of Zeus. And Rabbi Yitzchak says no. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak did not trust the person with a niger, not only in the case of Zuzeh, but not even the case of Ar. And Rabbi trusted him even the case of Zuzeh. Even the case of Zuzeh. So the question is, but over there, it's a Miguel Haiti. How did Rabbi trust it? I mean, the case of Zuzeh is certainly lazy. So, Tesis, the divorce says, because there, he didn't have to time it. Once he produced the forged staff, so he could have remained silent. So, in other words, so it's Miguel the boy shot. So, Miguel the boy shot is effective in lazy. In other words, there is a difference between Miguel the boy shot and Migedi Boiton. So now it's Migedi Boiton Lehesi Loyamrin. But Migedi Boishoti Lehesi Amrin. Migedi Boishoti is a stronger Miged than Migedi Boiton. And Rabbi Yisrael says it was not a Miged, because there it's not a Miged altogether. It was just a trick. He had, in order to have a Migedi Boishoti, he had to forge his staff and to deceive everybody. So that there is no Miga altogether. This is what Rav Yitzchak said. And Rabbi holds that it is a Miga. What kind of a Miga? It certainly wouldn't be a Miga the boy choice, but a Miga the boy shot it is, because once he did forge the staff, so then, and he produced the staff, then he was already Nemos. All he had to do is to remain silent. So maybe even though he had to forge his staff in order to produce the circumstances that will enable him by remaining silent from then on, so to prevail in the Torah, so according to Rabbi, it is a negative condition. So in other words, so according to the Rivor, and then he says, and the Rivor, says one more thing. He says that in the first case of Are, so it's not Miguel Haiti. There it's Miguel Haas. Because when Rabbi trusted the person, the Marzik, so what was the effect of trusting the Marzik? That he should retain the possession of the Sodom. So in other words, so everything would, the status quo would have been maintained. So it wasn't an Indian of Lehesi, it was an Indian of the house. We'll see Tesis in Bobas that said something else. So even though it did not have, so the Reform Shiti, that even though the Maravik did not have a real star, the star that he had was a false star. So a false star. So, and he didn't have Gimel Shon Chazoke. Still, since he is on the premises, even though not for 3 years, so it's not Miguel Lehitzi, it's Miguel Harvey. So in final analysis, the sheet of the Reform is as follows. Miguel Diboy Toyin Lehitzi, Leyam Rila for it everybody. Miguel Diboy Shotik Lehitzi, Amrino for it everybody. In the machlokes between Rav and Rav Yosef, in Are and in Zuze, is on the question as to whether there we have a Miguel. And Miguel Diboy Shotik. Miguel Diboy Toyin, certainly not. Because Miguel Diboy Toyin means if he stay in an actual time and he has the potential time on which he has the money, so we say that he's never on the actual time also, inasmuch as he could have presented another time. And had he presented the potential time, he would be never on the time. But never on the time. As for example here, he takes that. So he says, especially, he could have been airborne with the timer of Kulashon. Kulashon. Mashaikin over there, in that case, there is certainly no Indian of Miguel Diboy Toyin, because he had to forge the star first. But Rabbi holds, true, it's not an Indian of Miguel Diboy Toyin, but Miguel Diboy Shosik it is, because once he forged the star, and so he could have remained silent, so it's a Miguel Diboy Shosik. And the reason for it's not even a legal position. But everybody, according to the law, everybody agrees. There is no machlekes in the law. That Miguel the boy toy lehitzi, loyam rinon, Miguel the boy shotik lehitzi, is amrinon. Miguel the boy shotik lehitzi is amrinon. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, we have a Miguel the boy shotik and we have a Miguel the boy shotik. All right, so Miguel the boy shotik is strong. I mean, what kind of a law is it that after all, Miguel Diboy Toyin is also strong enough to be minding to trust him. Still hates him, we don't say it. So why is Miguel Diboy Shotik, we say it in late? What's the head down? Now, so, it could be, now, you see, in the modern Ksube, that's Chovdalen. So the Shin Kubetes there mentions in the Sugya in Ksuvet, I don't want to go into the Sugya, it will take too much time, but in the Sugya of Hoimer, Bnihu Vikem, Nemon Lachil Vitrumo, Nemon Lachiyish, that's Sugya. So there the Shin Kubetes mentions in the name of the Ramban, in the name of the Rajko, in the name of the Ritvo. So he mentions that where regarding Rashi Isha, that's Yuchs. So it seems Yuchs requires a debt. So Mimele, there is no need. The Kacha that all the Shane laid there, Hoyne of Nuz, Vikenu, Nemelach, Ili Bitzchumo, Vini Nemelach, Ili Isha. So the question is, you know, the Kacha, but it should be Nemelach, Ili Isha, how do you get? So Tesis is to that he's a terror that there is no meaning. The Ramban and the Rajbo, the Ritro, they is a terror, even if there had been a Nige, even if there had been a Nige, he wouldn't be never on with the Nige Lashiyah. Because, so the Ramban says as follows. And the Rajbo, the Ritro, they all mention what the Ramban says. They follow the same sheet. So he says, what is Nige? Malo Rishak. So in other words, it is a Yechor. It's a psychological evidence, proof, that this person is not lying. Because if he had been interested in lying, he could have said a lie. Why does he have to say this? He could have said something else. So it's a lie. Why didn't he say something else? It's a lie. He's not interested in lying. In other words, in this case, he happens to be honest, truth. So it's a right. So he says, but he so bishle imeli gabi lachilo bitchumo, where we don't require it is,
and pneumonia is enough. So in other words, we are only interested in ascertaining the truth, the objective fact. So if to me we have a chokhe that is telling the truth, that's enough. Mashiach in Lashiach, Lashiach in Isho, so we require to aid in the Tawoche, Lashiach in Isho require aid in, because you, that's like Dorosh Be'er, so that requires aid. Now the Gemara says that wherever aid is required, so now training Apostle aid, so even Meshe Ve'Arri, they will come together in bed, and it would also be postulated. The Arui Cheshet Meshe Ve'Arun, when they come together and testify that they tell, that they don't tell the truth, of course they tell the truth. But there is a there's a kotzuv al pishnai meidim yochum domo. So they have to have a, they have to have a shemedes. Meshe Ve'Arun are claiming. So they are postulated. So melee, so of what avail is a midget. The whole significance of the media is that since he could have presented another time, and which would be Nemon, and he didn't, so it's Iraya that he is interested in telling the truth. Because had he not been interested in telling the truth, he should have presented the other time. And Moshe Ve'Aaron, we know they certainly hoche that they are telling the truth. And still, wherever it is required, so we have to have aid. And Meshe Ve'Arim are crazy, my apostle aid it. So Melele, Mike could not be better than two Aidim who are apostles, and where we know what they tell the truth. So Bishle Meligado Achilovit Humo, Heimab Miuze, Vikeinu, in other words, like this, if he, like, but Legado Humo, so he's there for his demo. So both, he wouldn't say Bniu. Is my son. He would just say, Kenu. Then we say, Nemul Achille Nikoma. It happened to be so. But if we know his father, he is his father, so then there is a social mishaka. Maybe he has a motive. But in the case where we didn't know that he was his father, and he told us, so he's Nemul Achille Nikoma to him. But Lashi is enough. Lashi is enough. So the kashi is for the same reason that we are mining him with double achilu b'tchumo. So he, because he should not have said that he is his son. So we should mind like he is young. So Tesis is the terrorist. He has no media because achilu is a fire lady. So maybe he'll have to resort to the cooperation of another person. So maybe the other person will not cooperate, so he has no media. But the Ramban, the Raj, the Ritva say no, if he had a media, since Lashi or Isha requires aiding, so media is not a substitute for it. Lor Aye, the Meshe Ve'Arun is also possible. Now the question is this, where does the Gemara say that Meshe Ve'Arun is possible? We got something that requires aiding. Morin certainly requires aiding. And the whole reason, the whole reason as to why Yuchsin requires Eides is because Yuchsin is the din of Dovah Shebe'alvo, and we learn how Dovah Shebe'alvo Dovah Dovah Mimon. But Yuchsin does not require Eides any more than Momet. So Momet Shech, if the Ramban Shite is, that wherever Eides is required, then Mide is ineffective, and Mide is effective only with Gabi Achilas Tumo, because there is but Momin certainly requires Eidim. And Mie is mentioned all over Shas, that's in connection with Momin. Not in connection with Isurim. With Isurim we find a few Gemara, that's all. But in connection with Momin, so all of Chesed Abati deals with Mie regarding Momin. All of Chesed Abati so deals with Mie regarding Momin. So the question is, according to Ramban, just as regarding Lashi and Isha, so Mige is ineffective because Lashi or Isha requires Eidim. And wherever Eidim is required, so we chokhes daume are not enough. The head is the Hakotah. I'll be sliding in your kundom. So Mige should be ineffective by Monday. So then you have to reject all of Chesed Sabbati. All of Chesed Sabbati is based on Mige.
So there is a thing. I mean, this is the obvious answer. Because by mumming, there are two kinds of mnemonic. First of all, Eidek. And then, by mumming, there is another mnemonic. There is a mnemonic of Baldur. For example, it is a hackle spot. It is a hackle spot. So what do you mean to hackle spot? Because over there, so you could say, you know, like, regardless if a hackle spot, you could say that's not based upon the mnemonic of time in Baldur. Because of Moses, so it's amazing having all over eyes. So that's why it's a hackle spot. But there is one man Doma who holds, review the whole, that Bore Bishemo is Goliath. So we are made Simone in the case of Bore Bishemo. Rubin says to Shimein, you owe me $100. You borrowed from me $100. Shimein answers, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe not, I don't remember. So of course it's a machlokes whether Bore Bishemo is Goliath, Bore Bishemo loves Goliath. Now, so have you the says Bore Bishemo Goliath? So since Rubin is the body, the Veya is the body, and the Mitzvah is the Shemo, so he's made Simone on the basis of what? Of the Shnai Meirim Yochum Domor, I told that nobody didn't testify that Shimon borrowed the $100 from Rubin. How can Vesin be made from Shimon $100? The answer is, because Rubin is the Veya says so. So he's never. So it's a Aloche, that the Truva in the Baldovo is Nemo. And it's time. It's a very Nemo. The Mandoma, who says, let's say, Rav Nachman, he says, Bore Bishemo Lavod, he's a new task like Rav Nachman, says, Bore Bishemo Lavod. So because he holds that the Tevea has known a monet on that, it doesn't mean that the Tevea is Nemo on a whole time, but there are certain times on which the Baldovo is Nemo. So certain times on which the Tevea is the monet, certain times on which the Mitzvah is the monet, there is a concept of the monet of Baldovo. That's because he's the Baldovo. So he has the monet. Now, so we pass like a Nachman, that Bore Bishemo loves Bore Yodin, because at that time the Tevea is not Nemo, to be made Simone from the Mitzvah, who said that he's there. But even though we pass Bore Bishemo Lavod, that's only in regard to the case of the Nidin in Chayat. If Rubin says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon says, I don't remember whether I borrowed from you or not. So then we pass like a Nachman, Bore Bishemo Lavod, but if it's the case of the Nidin in Chayat Yehoh, so then we pass for Aloche, that Bore is Odin, and that Rubin is Nemo. In other words, if we know that Shimon borrowed $100 from Rubin. And Rubin says to Shimon, now the $100 that you borrowed from me, I mean, and that is admitted, I mean, there is no shaila about it. So you didn't pay it off yet. And Shimon says, I have doubts in my mind. I don't know, I don't remember whether I paid it off or I didn't pay it off. So that's in Yedein Praticho. So Yedein Praticho, he passed the boil. So why? So he has to pay. Why? Because on the basis of the Taine. Because of the Taine of the Baldovo. Now, so it's mentioned the same as the Shachter. Suppose we know we have 80, that Shimon borrowed $100 from Rubin. And then Rubin says to Shimon, I don't remember whether you paid. You paid out the debt or not? And Shimon also says, I don't remember. So in such a case, you don't have to pay. We do not pay on the basis of Chesed Momen, since we know that he became a Chuyev, and the question is, was the Chiyuv Pokach, was the because it was paid up or not? So we rely on Chesed Momen. No, on the basis of Chesed Momen, we cannot be made Momen. So only the case where the Tevea is saying the time is born. So then we say Tevea in Praticho is higher because the Tevea is saying the time is born. But if the Tevea is also saying the time is Shemo, so then he doesn't have to pay. So it's not on the basis of Cheskas Momen. It's on the basis of the time. So we have our Lochet. We have our Lochet of time is Valdor. So by Momen we have two kinds of mnemonics, by mnemonics. We have mnemonics of Eidim, and we have the money of Valdomo.
That's the my moment. Machine came with Domo Shebealbo. There is no union of Valdomo in Domo Shebealbo, in Yuch. So there we only have the money of Eide. So this is the pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Koida Bihu, the Tehenu, Nemlach Lovitzum, Nemlachi Ish. Why is Nemlach Lovitzum? Because of me. Why is it Nemlachi Ish? Why is it Nemlachi Ish? Because the question is, but let it be Nemon with the Miga. So take it to the second, because there is no Miga without Lachis, since it requires Eide. And the Ramban says, even if there has been a Miga, so Miga is ineffective in some, requires Eide, because Miga is the Choche, and wherever it is required, so even Misha Va'aren is not good. So, where's the Choche? So the question is, so why is Miga effective on Moment? The answer is, by Moment there is a Loche of Tainis Baldomo, of the Monets of Tainis. So that's the Aloche. This is the halacha of Memones of Tainus, that if you have a Mige, if the Baldomo has a Mige, if the Mitzvah has a Mige, so the Mele, he is Memon, with, on the Tainus that he stayed, if he could have Memones on another Tainus, It could be, I mean, that the Memones of Tainus is also based upon the fact that the Hoche of Mige collaborates Tainus, but it's Memones of Tainus. So that's the Aloche, that's where the Mige, the Hoche of Mige collaborates the Tainus of the Mitzvah of the Baldogo. So the Baldogo is never on the Tainus. Mashenkin Gabriel Yuchsen, there is no Jin of Baldogo. So only Memones of Eide. So Mige is just the Hoche, so it could be ineffective. Now, if we say, now we could explain the Rivom Shittah. The Rivom says that Miga Lehitzi is Loya Amrino. Miga Lehitzi is Loya Amrino. So Miga did boy in Torah in Lehitzi is Loya Amrino. But Miga did boy in Shorty, Lehitzi is Amrino. So Miga did boy in Shorty is stronger than Miga did boy in Torah. Why? So the Hezda could be a follower. Because Miga did boy in Now the Ramban holds that Mige is something that requires Eides, so Yichoche is in effect. But other Rishayim, let's say Tesis and Ksuvet, Tesis is another Tesis, Tesis says, because since it requires to aid him, so he has no Mige. The implication being, that is the heaven in the game. So it would be effective even in Gadol Ashi Isho, even though in Ashi Isho there is no union of Tainus Baldomo. So the shite of many Rishayim of Tesis is in Ksuvet, that even if it's a Choche, it still could be effective in the morning. So when the Gemara says Meishe Ve'arein, Meishe Ve'aren is possible, so the Gemara means Meishe Ve'aren is possible with Eretz Eides, but in Atmanu with Eretz Choche. It could be effective, but in Atmanu would be, let's say, in Ligabe Shtar Kinyan. If Meishe Ve'aren would be signed on Shtar Kinyan. So all the Choches in the world will not make the Shtar into a Shtar. So there, Meishe Ve'aren would be possible, so the Shtar will be a Chasle Ba'ome. But in Atmanu, where the whole purpose is just to ascertain the truth, so Meishe Ve'aren is to testify in the union of money, so it could be effective between the Choche and not between the Tzeis. Anyway, we see that Tzeis Shita is in Suvet that Mige could be effective as the Choche, even in Dovah Shebe'alvo, in Yuchs. And in Yuchs there is no union of Memones of Tanel Baldovo. So the Teirat Echoch. So the Rivom holds as follows. Miga Diboy Toyin Lahiti, we don't say, because Miga Diboy Toyin is not a Birubom. Miga Diboy Toyin, the Rivom does not agree with the Ramban Shite completely, that there couldn't be any Echochet in something that requires money. We see that the Shite instrument is not like that. If it is the Echochet, it is the Echochet, it's effective in Momin all. Not the Tiratinus, but the Tirat Hechoch. But the Rivom still holds that Miguel de Boitoy, he agrees with the Ramban in respect to Miguel de Boitoy, just as the Ramban will have to say that why is Miguel effective? In moment, because of time of Baldomo, so the Ramban will agree with the Ramban that Miguel de Boitoy is not effective Biteras Biro, Bifneas, because it's not enough of the bill. But why is Miguel de Boitoy? Why is Miguel de Boitoy effective? Because of kindness of Baldomo. So since it is effective because of kindness of Baldomo, so we have nothing. Baldomo does not have pneumonia in all kindness. In certain times in Baldomo has pneumonia. In certain times in Baldomo does not have pneumonia. So the harvest, the Baldomo has pneumonia and Tainus Miguel, and the Haiti, he does not have pneumonia. Masha'inke Miguel de Boishoti is very Haiti by itself, if you will. We don't have to resort to Tainus Baldomo. But Miguel de Boishoti is a stronger bureau. It's a stronger bureau, so Manila without pneumonia of Tainus Baldomo, it is Mibari. So since it's a bureau with the Asme, so in many ways it's effective in Lahiti because it's a bureau, it's a bureau. If it's not a bureau and it's pneumonis, so in pneumonis we can say he has pneumonis Lahiti, but he does not have pneumonis Lahiti. Alright, so this is the sheet of the report. Now let's see what Tintus in Vulvatra means, also in the name of Rivon. But it seems there's another reform. This is the reform Rashi's grandson, Ibn Rab Meir, and then Vatesis and Golbasre mentioned a Rebbe Rab Moshe, not Rashi's grandson, someone else, but it's different. But Rebbe Rab Moshe says it's altogether different. Now then, Gemara in Vulvatra. Now I went over last year the Gemara in Vulvatra. So there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael in the first case, that's in connection with the Arab. And then there is a machlokes. So Rabbi Yisrael didn't wasn't minding that person even in Arab. And Rabbi was minding the person who produced the fourth star, and then he was made that it was false, but that he had. He claimed he had another genuine star, a star that was genuine and lost it. So Rav Yosef wasn't minding that person even in the first case. And Rabbi was minding that person even in the second case of Zuzeh. Now Zuzeh is certainly lazy. Arek, so there's a machlokes Hashem whether it's lazy or not. Now, then, so Rabbi said that he was not Nemon Bein Be'are Bein Be'zuzeh. Rav Yisrael said, I'm sorry, Rabbi says he was Nemon Bein Be'are Bein Be'zuzeh. Rav Yisrael says he was not Nemon Bein Be'zuzeh and Bein Be'are. Then the Gemara says, the Yuchase Tavosid Rav Yisrael Be'zuzeh, the Yuchase Ke Rabbi Be'are, the Heiche Dikayme Are Teiku. The Yuchase Tavosid Rav Yisrael Be'zuzeh, the Heiche Dikayme Zuzeh Leiku. So the Rashbam says, in other words, even though Rabbi says in both Nemon, and Rabbi Yisrael says in both Eile Nemon, but the Gemara passed Laoche, that we pass like Rabbi Be'ar, and we pass like Rabbi Yisrael Be'zuzeh. And Rashbam says, because the Gemara has it up. You say it again, whether the Halacha is like Rabbi or the Halacha is like Rabbi Yisrael. So the Mele, since it says it again, so we have to let the status quo remain. Heiche dikayme momeile teiku. So in the case of Are, what happened there? So the Marzik was on the tower, and then the Morikami came and said, Are Levi. So the Marzik showed his staff. So the Morikami said, that it's Torezayit. So the Marzik whispered into Rabbi's ear, it's Torezayit, Mishtore Mal Yehavet. Beyond. So according to Rabbi, so the Maharik is never. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Maharik is not never. So the Gemara is suffering. Whether the Halacha is like Rabbi or Rabbi Yitzchak, means we have been suffering if it's taken the dinner. So we have to maintain the status quo. What is the status quo? Who is on the carpet? The Maharik. We let him stay on the carcass because Bezdin cannot say to the Maharik, now you get off the carcass because maybe the Halacha is like Aveshev. Well, if Bezdin doesn't know whether the Halacha is like Aveshev or the Halacha is like Rabbit, how can Bezdin say to the Maharik, get off just because maybe the Halacha is like Aveshev? But if Bezdin doesn't know the thing, so Bezdin can do anything, that's all. If Bezdin cannot do anything, Bezdin has to be misalik itself. Because Bezdin doesn't know the deen. So in many ways, since Bezdin doesn't know the deen, so Bezdin doesn't do anything. So if Bezdin doesn't do anything, so we let everything remain in the status quo. So since he is on the field, so he remains on the field. Mashain came with the second case of Zuz. So one produces a star. Because the star, and the star alleges, the Ruby must say produces a star, it alleges that the Chinan owes him $100. And then Chinan says it is Torah Zayin. So Ruby produces a star, whispers into Rabbi's ear, and it's Torah Zayin. Mishtor Maria Havali, Vierka. So then, now we don't know whether the Aloha is like Rabbi, that is Nemon. So Mele, Ruby should be able to collect $100 or like Rav Yitzchak. So who is Mozek in the Mois? The status quo. In whose possession is the Mois? In Shimon's possession. So we say, Momene, you can recall it even since Bezdin doesn't know. So we cannot be made to the moment just because maybe the Aloche is like Rabbi, we cannot be made to the moment. So the Rashbam says that the reason is why the Gemara says Yurchaset Rabbi Ba'aretz, Ritzayim Ha'aretzim, Ritzavoset Ravieh, Ritzayim Ha'aretzim, Ritzayim Ha'aretzim, so it's a mezunah of Tzrekeh Lidim. Alright, now, let's see. The V says, the Haide Tanya, the Yurchaset Ba'aretz, Rabbi, Ha'aretzim, Ritzayim, Mishum Damrin, and Mide Loit, Mamameinim. So the V says, no, it's not that the Gemara has a suffix. Whether the deen is like Rabbi or the deen is like a Rabbi. No, the Gemara is machria. That Ligadi Yare, the deen is like Rabbi. Not the Tirasovic, Tiraswala. Ligadi, Rabbi Yisei, the deen is like regarding Zizek, so he passed him like Haleit. Why? Because we say Miguel Lehitzi Loyamginon, this is the Ptak of the Gemara. Miguel Lehitzi Loyamginon, Miguel Harvey Amginon. So in Zizek, so he's definitely Lehitzi. So maybe we passed him like Haleit. Machinke Nare, so it's a Harvey. Miguel Harvey is a Harvey. Now, let's see the first case. That's one is Reza Mugay. A Maita Tomka to High Story Hatudan. Same as the Lemon of the Nigger, the Boy Oma Story Mali, the Tiras Ribarad Mordchai, to the Amrino Nigel Reitzi Mome. Umashi Hu, the Karake in the Kuru. The Karake the Hesper Balero Tang. Chibi Shein Mishtar or Hazek Hazoki. It will be born by is one about shein the store mal we have a vier we am rino nige elo we have the come she you have lift the atri al de ni in name is the stare hazot we ze bodi so rayot o ze yo khli kaine al de ni ge come kam di di zav ne mino nige de boyoma mino za vin ke la khut she hazot so the river of more terrace is don't get a difference from the terrace of the river it's a different river. It's Riba Remort, and the Messiah is Riba Remeya. It's not Riba Remort. So, take the Riba Remeya, the reforming of the Messiah. He says that the reason as to why Rabbi did not believe
He moves the midgets because it is no midget altogether. He had to resort to a trick of causing a star. So it's no midget. So even in the first case of Ari is not Lemon. Why isn't he Lemon? In the first case, so the Rebbe of the Pia says that in the first case it's not midget anything, it's midget house. But it's no midget. And Rabbe says that Rabbe agrees with Rabbe, he says that in the first case it's Lahazi, in the second case it's Lahazi. But here, and Rabbe agrees that Miguel hates Lahazi, but Miguel the boy is only Lahazi, but Miguel the boy is shot at Lahazi. Miguel the boy is shot at Lahazi is Amrino. Here, says the Ribar Mordechai says that the reason is why Rabbe says in both cases says that is not the one the Miguel, is because Rav Yosef holds Miguel hates him Ramlin. So in the second case is definitely late. But even the first case of Ari is also late. Why? Because he doesn't have Zimu Shnei Chazoke, and he doesn't have a real star, he just has a Chatre Baume, he claims to have a star. So mainly the Malzik is not a moon. The Morikami is a moon. So mainly even maintaining the status quo, letting him remain on the carpet, and which is right now, would also be late. So the reason is why Rav Yosef says, the reason is why Rav Yosef says that Miguel, the reason is why Rav Yosef says that Miguel hates, the reason is why Rav Yosef says that he's not Nemon with the Miguel, that the Balashtar is not Nemon with the Miguel, and the Marzik is not Nemon in the Midah is because Miguel hates him. Well, you know, so even the first case of Marzik, it's also hate. And Rabbi, so what does Rabbi say? Rabbi obviously takes the Rima, what does he say? So obviously Rabbi, according to the Ribar of Mordechai, Rabbi holds that Miguel hates his Amrino. Miguel hates his Amrino, but we don't have to. So to pastor the Rebbe with the pastor, because we have no riot from the Ribar and Mordechai that according to Rabbi, so even Miguel the boy Toyin hates Amrino. We could say the inasmuch as Tesis Yom Bom Metzia, it's another Balatesis, but Tesis Yom Bom Metzia points out explicitly that in both cases it's not Miguel the boy Toy, it's Miguel the boy Shoti, but Miguel the boy Shoti, and Tesis Yom Bom Metzia holds that Miguel the boy Shoti generally, so you hate the Amrino. But over there, Rav Yosef, that's what Tesis Yom Bom Metzia says. Rav Yosef says that he's not the one because it's no Miguel altogether, it's just a trick. He had to resort to a trick, a device, so it's no Miguel altogether. So, the Ribar and Mordechai does not agree that it will use the reform of Bom Metzia with the Ribar and Meir. But, so, we see that according to the Ribar and Mordechai, so even in the case of Marzi, it's Miguel Hayti. And the reason that's why Rabbi Yosef says he's not Nemon is because Miguel hates the lawyer. And Rabbi says that he's